Hi guys, you're now listening to Singing Bitox, hosted by Damilola Agbola. Today we'll be discussing about a very controversial topic, and we have a guest today. You know my name already, Singing B. So please, can you tell us your name?
My name is Olabiyi Emmanuel Oluwasegun-Funmi.
Okay, thank you. So sir, what else can we know about you apart from that? Let's just know your status.
Wow. Okay. I'm a clergyman.
Okay.
Married.
Okay.
With boys and girls.
Okay.
With boys and girls, as I said.
Okay.
I'm from Oyo State.
All right. That's enough for us to know. That's enough for us to know.
Can give more.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So our topic for today is going to be being real versus being rude. Being real versus being rude. What I mean is, there is something we call being rude, and there's another thing we say when people are being real. So both of them, they come in line and we confuse one for another one. So we want to sort everything out today. We want to give our opinion on how, what it is to be real and another thing that it is to be rude. So I'll start with you, sir. What do you feel being real is?
Well, being real is simply be yourself.
Okay.
When you be yourself, some people may interpret it that you are rude.
Okay.
As you can be rude.
Okay.
When you are rude, so maybe you go against the ethics of the custom of our culture or the ethics of your job.
Okay.
For example, now the customer service.
All right.
That's the way you approach your customer. That's the way you talk to them, that can come again to come and personalize you. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you talk to them, they can categorize as well. You are rude. The manner of your approach.
Okay.
Your attitude can also be interpreted as being rude.
Okay.
Understand, and that's it. But be yourself. That when you are ready to, when you don't fake things.
Okay.
When you are pleased with it, you spell it out.
Okay.
When you are not pleased with it, you don't hide your feelings. Some people, when people that cannot differentiate it, can tag you that girl is rude, that boy is rude. But sometimes you can be real and be rude.
Thank you. I was going there. No. I was actually going there, because there's a different thing between I don't know, but I feel being rude and being real and being rude shouldn't even be brought together, because they are two different things. I can be a rude person. So when I'm real, people say I'm rude, because that is who I am. So I was going to ask, how do you even know? How are you always able to figure it out when people are pretending? How do you figure it out?
My knowledge about communication.
Okay.
When you want to be yourself.
Okay.
Some people will try to see the way you communicate it.
Okay.
Your body language, your features.
Expression, yeah.
And our own, I'm a Yoruba boy now, I'm a Yoruba man.
Yes.
There are some things is not welcome.
Okay.
As a young, when you want to do it, when you want to express yourself, from husband to wife, from parents to children. Even though when you are not pleased, there are some things they don't expect from you.
Okay.
That's the way you swallow your anger to explain, to tell the whole world that you are not happy.
Okay.
When you miss your anger to your expression sometimes, it can be categorized to being rude.
Okay.
But if you can manage it very well, that you swallow your anger and you tell people that you are not okay with this.
What's going on?
People can, at least that percentage will understand you that you are not rude, but you are just being yourself. But sometimes they are not the same, but it depends the person that is involved.
Okay.
It depends in the person, the way you handle yourself. You see, that's the way. Okay, sometimes you have a message to tell people that you are not happy. For example, now when you are coming from your home in a normal day, and okay. something you are not happy. Huh?
Okay.
And someone that is very jovial just come across you, throw a joke to you, and but you want that person to know that you're not happy. That's the way you put it. When you throw something back to that person with that annoyed, why do you rude to that person like that? He's joking with you, he's playing with you. But if you can calm down, swallow your anger that you are carrying from. Nobody knows that what is happening with you.
Nobody knows what's wrong with you.
And you say, okay, I'm not okay this morning. I'm sorry. So
I'm not ready for
jobs right now. But you say, just scatter everything. And later you now say, I'm not rude. It's just that I'm not happy. So I want you to know that I'm not happy. Sometimes someone can say, no, you have missed it.
Okay.
I don't know if you answered your question.
No, you answered part of it. Answered part of my question. Okay. But where I'm going is, me as a person. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are discussing now.
Okay.
And probably, oh my God, what example can I use? I just want to give an instance.
Okay, let's see.
Maybe something just, okay, maybe before I came here for this talk, I was having a day call. I fought with my dad before I came here.
Okay.
So I just wanted to have this discussion with you, then leave this place.
Okay.
So as we're talking now, you're bringing up jokes, and I'm like, please, can we just discuss about what we want to do, and let's just end this thing. Let's end everything.
Okay.
Now, I'm now saying it in a kind of way that is annoying.
Okay.
You find it annoying, but me as an angry person, I don't find it annoying. I find it like I'm telling you what is actually wrong with me. What am I going to classify that as?
From Yoruba, have a word, belenako.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Belenako. Like I say, when people misinterpret your being real for being rude, it depends on the people that are involved.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Because sometimes what we are different, the way we respond to issues are different.
Okay.
What makes you annoy may not make me annoying.
Yes.
But before people can tag you that you are rude, it means you have been doing it regularly to everybody. To the extent that nobody wants to listen to your excuse of doing it. No, you cannot just be annoyed for a day and say you are rude. I don't know what is going on with you now. We are all women, we have our bad days every day.
Okay.
But before you can be tagged that this person is rude, maybe the manners he talks, you know, sometimes the boss can be rude to his workers.
Okay.
Because
yes,
the attitude that I paid them.
Okay.
I pay your salary, I feed you. You cannot do anything to me. That ego can make you to be rude to your co-worker. Even though just the owner of the company, children can also be rude because they're coming to the office because their father is the CEO of the company. And among the children, someone can just be calm.
That's true.
So before someone can be told that this one is rude, people, at least like that percent of people that come across that person have been complained that you have bad time with that person.
Okay.
So that's my own. That's why I said, before it can be mess up sometimes.
Okay.
That you, but it is, it depends on people that are involved. Let me just put it in that way.
All right, okay, let's leave being rude aside.
Okay.
Now, being real, what do you classify as being real? You said it is when you're just yourself. When you are being yourself, I saw it in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
That being real is when you are being true,
honest,
when you put something the way it is,
honest,
yes. Just put something.
Be honest.
Very good. Now, there's something that I've come to realize. Do you know, most times, people that are polite. Okay. Sir, do you watch Big Brother Ninja? Like, do you follow up with the show?
Partially.
Okay. Let me just give you, let me just say a recap of what happens in the show.
Okay.
It is like they bring people together into the house. They stay in the house for like 20 people. Most times, 20 people, average of 20 people. They bring them into the house. Then,
when I say partially, I mean I don't follow it every week.
Yes, I
understand.
I have knowledge
of what is going on there.
Yes, I understand. So now those 20 people, they stay there for about 10 weeks.
Okay.
Then the main purpose is to, the winner is the last person to leave the house.
Okay.
So now people leave the house probably weekly, in 2 weeks time people just leave the house, they get evicted. And how they get evicted is that people outside, they don't know anything going on outside, they are just locked in the house. It's people outside that look at the way they are behaving, the content they are giving,
okay,
and they now vote for them. That is how they have fans.
Okay.
Now there might be two people in the, let me just pick out two people in the house. Then one is going to be a very wicked person, very rude person, let me just put it that way, very rude person. And the other person is going to be very polite, like very polite. You know when people are much somewhere, you're going to see different kind of being,
different heads.
Yes. So
with
now,
different background.
Yes,
with home training.
Exactly, people you don't know before that you're just coming to meet together with. Now this person now being very gentle, I tend to discover that people in my generation call them being fake. Then people that are now very rude, they now say they are being rude. Like they've now made it look like if you are rude, you are rude. If you are polite, you are fake. Why is that?
Now, you see, based on this contest.
Okay.
Big Brother Nigeria. In fact, I think you are going to another line, another direction on the issue of Big Brother Nigeria. This is a, I know this we're going to go online and people, before people drag me into social media issues, because I know people will comment on this. And so I want to be very careful.
Okay.
Because of my nature of my job.
Okay. You are covered, sir.
Okay. Do you know that program too? I want to go to another area that you didn't even mention.
Okay.
That program, those people that sponsor it, they say plus 18.
Okay, yeah, 18 plus.
Abi?
Yes, sir.
Many people begin to argue it's not good for children. Is it ask you to allow your children to watch it?
No. It's rated 18. Yes.
Most of the people that are condemning, they will go and watch it at the back.
Okay.
When people are there, they play as if they're not.
They are not watching it.
That's fake life.
Okay.
That's pretenders. And some people will tell you, I'm watching it. That's being real. You understand now?
Yes.
Now, that's another.
Okay.
Fact. I just
use
that.
You just use that to explain yourself a little bit.
Now,
okay.
The issue of being rude in this generation, we are misinterpreting to being a smart guy. This generation have turned rudeness to I'm smart, I'm focal. So when you are doing something that is wrong, it's not acceptable by the society. That's not being real. When you are too instructive.
Okay, snapping my fingers for you. I'm loving what you're saying.
So when you are too instructive, elders are talking. Either just do anything to you and say, I cannot hide my feeling. I begin to insult other people, you talk to other ones, and you talk and you say, you are free. No. Our culture, our ethics, just accept that. Everybody can drag me into a social media issue. And as I say, this generation, and that's one of their main problems. And that's one of our problems. Yeah? And that's not being real. Being real is that. I checked one dictionary and said something about being said to resist the temptation to be fake.
Okay. That's nice.
To resist
the temptation
to be fake.
Okay.
That's being real.
Exactly.
So when someone is pushing you towards something that is going to harm you, harm the nations, the society, and you resist it anyhow, that one I can support you. You are not rude, and that's even the way when you are resisting, you can do it politely. Because the danger is this: when someone is watching you afar, you are talking to anyone, you are throwing your hand, you are doing like this, nobody will not have time to come closer to know what you are discussing.
Yes,
the value of what you are doing. they will judge you based
on conclusion will be you are ruined.
And that's the reason why you can compose yourself and resist every temptation to come against any evil things. That is being ruined, and you are not ruined. But when you find it easy to abuse anyone, to talk to anybody in the name that you want to be read, I don't support that. And I don't see that one as being real.
Okay, I understand.
So going to social, going to Big Brother Nigeria, talk, doing misbehave there. I don't think I support that. Okay. And I don't think culture, religion support it.
Okay.
And anything that culture and religion,
the law, culture, religion, and law.
I don't support it.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. So, sir, do you have... Now, you're trying to tell everybody that you can be real and not rude.
You can be real and not rude.
So, while you are being real,
yeah,
you can avoid being rude. While you are real, you can avoid being rude, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. This is... I have been trying to explain this, but I said, no, let me give it to somebody that is older than I am. So this person can explain it better for me.
So it takes... Another thing is this.
Okay.
If you want to be real and not rude,
okay,
you'll be someone that will be a cool-headed person. Your background will help you a lot.
Okay.
Because people can... You can be frustrated sometimes. Because sometimes some people don't accept yes for yes. So.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, you say, for example, now, you don't want to be rude to some people. But some people will still push you.
To be rude.
So that
depends
on your
temperament. They'll make you do what you want on your temperament. Okay.
So that, because some people are so wicked. Let me give you an example now.
Okay.
Based on my job, someone need an help from me and I borrowed money to assist that person. And somebody, you know, go outside. I said,
so nice.
Do you know that I was there for help? You just come, you only give me small money.
Wow.
I don't maybe you pick the person
you
now.
You borrowed money for the
to
person.
Assist the person.
Okay.
That person now go outside and complain that
you did a very small thing. Oh my God.
So it was annoying. And there is no way I will explain. I will respond to that. I will not be rude to that because I'm an elderly man.
So you just swallowed everything. You didn't even take up the case.
I don't know if I take it. There's no way because I was bitter.
Wow.
So that I don't bet. Sometimes I don't borrow money to solve my personal problem. But I saw it as an elderly man.
Let me help.
So let me help the elderly man. For elderly man, a man of 70 years to tread down to my house, look for help, it has me, but I'm the last option for him that day. So I now just took another my kitchen backyard, run out my compound as if I'm doing something inside, sought for something outside around my neighborhood. So please give me something there. So just as it was for me, when I heard that man said, she in your lawn only here.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So, I won't deceive you, my daughter.
Wow.
I respond to that man that day. I'm a rude.
Okay,
someone can interpret it to be rude. Because I was so bitter.
Okay.
I don't swallow it.
So you just controlled your temperament.
Some people can push you sometimes when you want to be yourself. You must be conscious of what you say. You must be conscious of your temperament and sometimes.
That means wisdom must even come in.
Because people will interpret your action, interpret what you say, and know people can easily. We are in the society where people judge easily.
Yes, yes.
And that is why, remember, I said, for people can conclude about you that you are rude, it means it has been your hobby.
Wow. So there are even sometimes that when things happen, the best thing is to just keep mute, to just be silent,
sometimes,
not talk about
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes.
Thank you very much,
you're
sir.
Welcome.
So is there any other thing you want to explain to us on this being real versus being rude matter?
You can't please people.
Okay, that's very true.
You can't please people.
Yeah.
you can't please people, you can't satisfy people's anybody. If you want to be yourself, be real to yourself, to people around you. Let the people understand you. Let the people understand you that you will not take it all. This is my food. Don't pretend from day one. If you don't want people to eat your food,
let them know right from
from day one. Let them understand your habit of food, that you don't joke with people with food. So when you pretend today, that person will say come tomorrow. When you don't share your clean,
okay,
let them know from day one, I don't share clean.
Okay.
Politely. And when you know that that person, your neighbor is in need to buy, buy for him, for, buy for her or buy for him.
Okay.
I'm using, not just I'm saying now, it's my personal.
Yes, yeah, that thing has, it has actually happened to me before. I went to a camp.
My roommate.
Okay.
Well, I'm an FTC Yapa. My roommate. Sometimes we share things together. For okay. Some people, they will not share. I could remember, I don't want to mention it because this thing can go far. I can still remember some people that they prefer to give you than to allow you to share.
Okay.
Tell us now. To avoid problem. And some people will pretend giving you, share with you, still go at the back, say so many things about you.
Rubbish.
Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes.
So those are the things that can help you. Because one day, you may react.
Yes, you get tired.
And be tired as someone that's very rude. You talk to anyhow to people. When you disrespect someone, that's someone of the that's of being rude now.
Yes, disrespect.
You cannot greet as a Yoruba girl now. You come where others are sitting down, you cannot greet. So you say you are a bad girl. You cannot greet. Our culture demand that when you see people carry things, that the people that can give back to you, you assist them. You say, and you are going. Some of the children of nowadays, they'll be following you.
Some will even stay beside you to discuss with you. Are you
carrying? They will carry something. So that the
oh my
bad girl. So understand now.
Yes,
so our this generation must let's go back to our olden days. We cannot throw away all their behaviors, the way they relate with themselves. When others are talking, you don't talk. Even though when they you see, you look for opportunity to explain yourself, but you don't just exchange words with
them.
Interrupt, you know.
Yeah.
These are the signs of being rude in this context. I'm talking now.
Yes, I understand.
So, when you receive a visitor in your sitting room, our culture demand that you excuse your parents. You can be tired of being you are rude.
If you don't.
You don't get up.
Yes.
Do you understand? All those little things count a lot. Count a lot. You can't say you want to be yourself now and say, I'm writing.
I was here before.
I was here and I'm writing.
No,
I'm doing my assignment.
It's not my business.
Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
So you are right. You are doing your assignment. But culture demand, coxy demand.
Okay. Yes,
that you
sir.
Respect the other ones. They are not going to be your ass for every time.
Okay, sir.
You have to respect your parents, respect those ones sitting down there.
Okay.
And those are those little things I think you should be able
to understand about this.
Because it's a very good topic, and nowadays, that is the reason why some people don't assist young ones again. Because you don't know people around you. You don't know their world. Some people say, I'm looking for a job. And in the area you are living, we have people that are working a big
that can even assist
but
you.
But the way you have been moving around, carry yourself around the community, nobody wants to identify with you.
Nobody wants to associate with you.
Because you talk anyhow. They are afraid they may be taking you to their company now. You will spoil
their
reputation.
Their name,
they have been there maybe 15 years now. Nobody knew them. They are company. You will not go there and
just spoil everything.
So they have been building the name. Do you understand now? So people that are very intelligent and smart, when you see you that you are being yourself, you are not rude, they will know. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
They will know. So when you are saying people are messing it up, it is because I don't believe it. The people need to, we don't need to mess it up.
Okay.
There are different things, but it can be interwoven.
Yes.
When people are not really have time to study you.
Okay.
And that's another problem. That's
another topic on its own.
On its own. People are in hurry to conclude.
Yes, they don't take time to observe.
We don't have time, this generation. We don't have time to study. Who are you? I want to study. Are you in the Nigerian? We want to study.
You don't have to see first impression and that. So.
That's all. Nobody give you another second chance. And that's our problem now. That's another problem. That's another problem.
Yes, that is it.
When you failed one the first opportunity like this, nobody.
That's the end.
And now you see, man, companies of today now they give you project to handle and you mess it up and say you should get another chance. Another chance, get. There's thousands of people outside there
waiting for chances.
And you have one and you're looking.
Oh my God. Thank you very much, sir. Okay. It's a very nice time.
That's interesting. Okay, so we'll try.